The following is a message from the pulpit of Parkside Baptist Church in Mesquite, Texas, led by Pastor Mike Wells.
And amen. Refiners. And more so today, I believe, more so today than ever before, studying the Bible and just taking time to carefully read it through and making sure I understand more principles as I get older. And here is something I think that we can be able to study this morning together that you'll find significant to your personal relationship with God and how God would have you to view burdens and how to be able to carry them. Let's go back, if you will, Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, where the Bible says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart." And watch what it says, "And ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." In Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28, as we begin to talk about help for my burden, and let me remind you, please, you may say that about your burden. You may say, "I want to find help for my burden." But in Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28, I think it's probably one of the sweetest verses I've ever read in my life, but probably also one of the most misunderstood verses when some people try to give definition to it. The word rest here, it doesn't say that you're going to find rest for your burden. You'll never find that anywhere in the Scriptures, nor do you find it here. God is not talking about finding rest for your burden. He is talking about finding rest for your soul. And so nowhere in the Bible does God say that He is going to take your burden, but rather God says He will help you in your burden bearing. And that is the teaching of these particular scriptures here. Burdens are good for you. They're not bad for you. Burdens are good for you, not bad for you. When I was an athlete in high school, oftentimes I would go down to the weight barn. Now you can kind of figure out what was in the barn. But I go down to the weight barn that was there in Hampstead, Maryland, and we would work out together, Wade Wagner and I, and we would work out with weights. We put weights on the bar to be able to expand our strength, to be able to help us get stronger. The same it is with burdens. Burdens are there to help you become what you should be in Jesus Christ. They're not there to cause you to struggle. Stay with me now. God will give you help in your burden bearing. God will do that. And there's a way that God wants to do that. And so in our scriptures, what we see is how God wants to do that. But note in particular, by the way, you will have heartaches from time to time. You're going to have them. You're going to have times in your life when you just feel like that the headaches are there and you don't know what to do with them. There's going to be times in your life where you wish that you had a lighter burden. There's going to be times in your life where you wish that you did not have to go through certain types of sufferings and trials. There's going to be times in your life where you wish that you did not have to put up with the heaviness that you find that's upon your heart or upon your soul. You're going to find that there's going to be times where you feel like that you would not have to go through some of the harshnesses that face you in your individual life. The Bible says in Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 27, the Bible says, "It is good for a young man to bear the yoke in his youth." Now, why is it good? Why is it good for a young man to bear the yoke in his youth? Why is it good in the youth? It's good in the youth because if you get used to bearing the yoke in your youth, it helps you to know how to bear the yoke in adulthood. I think so many times we try to take the burdens off of our children. We say, well, they shouldn't have to go through such a hard time. No, can I tell you, they should have to go through such a hard time. Why? Because as they go through a hard time, God teaches them to rely on Him, not on you. And by the way, that's what we should be teaching our children. We should be teaching our children to rely on God, not on us. Now, can I tell you, as they're young, you want them to rely on you. You want them not to get up and try and cook at the age of 3. That is not going to work out too well. You're not going to try and turn them over to cleaning the vehicle or driving it out to fill up with gas at the age of 10. That's not going to work too well. But there comes a time in your life when you're going to have to transition with your children to teach them how important it is to be able to walk with God and rely on God and get their prayers answered from God. You're going to have to teach them the significance of having not just the God as the Creator God, but having God as their personal Heavenly Father. And so here we see how some of that is explained. We see here that God has a harness, if you will. It's called a yoke. And by the way, you can have a harness and you can be yoked up with anyone that you want to. Sometimes when we have burdens, we'll yoke up with individuals because we think that the individual has the power or the might or the wherewithal or the intellect to be able to help us with our burden. And there's nothing wrong with getting close to people and sharpening each other. But can I tell you, I think we fail miserably as parents and as Christians in trying to help younger Christians and our children to yoke up with God. I think we fail because, after all, I see kids that are still living at home at the age of 40 and still trying to draw milk from mom and daddy. Now, can I tell you, there needs to be somebody that just decides that they will help their children to know what it is to be able to yoke up with God. The word yoke or yokes is mentioned 54 times in your Bible. Here we'll see that there's two groups that's mentioned here about yoking up with God. There's the first group that's mentioned here, and that are those that labor. So that's one group. There are those that go out and they labor. In other words, they're working. Other words, they're trying to be productive. They're trying to be an individual that gets out there and accomplishes something with their labor. Now, that might be the labor of their mind. That might be the labor that they have with their backs, and they put their backs in it, but they're laboring. And then you'll see that a second group is mentioned here, and that is those that are heavy laden. Heavy laden. So God says, I'm going to offer you something, and I'm going to offer you that which is a yoke. Now, Kevin, if you'll stand up, please, watch this, if you will, and we'll demonstrate just for a little bit. I'll not have him stand the whole time, but I want you to see that God, put that around your shoulders, that God, Kevin representing him, has a yoke. Now, God has a yoke. Now, that means this. That means that God owns the yoke. God is not going to tell you to hook up with him, if you will, or get in the same yoke with him if he does not have the capability to help you with your burden or help you with your labor. Now, God says, okay. And by the way, here's where we mess up. We become so self-sufficient that it's almost ridiculous. We only seem to go to God when there is problems, and so we run to him when we're heavy laden. Yeah. But according to the scriptures I just read to you, that is not supposed to be the only time that you run to him. God says you're supposed to come to him not just when you're heavy laden, but God says you're supposed to come to him when you are doing labor. The more that we become self-sufficient and think, hey man, I got it. I mean, I'm telling you, buddy, I got it. Everything's good. As long as we carry that attitude, then we're not hooking up, yoking up, if I may say so, with God. God always wants us to be reliant on him. God always wants us to be able to be close to Him. So have a seat for just a minute. Keep that with you. Matthew, let's go into our Bible and look at it. Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28, here's what we see. The Bible says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden." So God is talking to both groups here. He's talking to the group that labors. He's talking to the group that is heavy laden. Now, sometimes those that labor cause others to become heavy laden, such as it is with the pastor and assistant pastors, because the pastor labors and he has a vision to be able to reach a world with the gospel or help those that's in the church. What he does is he labors, and as he labors, sometimes it becomes heavy laden for those that labor beside him, such as assistant pastors. But here you'll see this. You see that there is the same invitation that's given to both. So God says, to those that labor, I've given you an invitation. He says, for those this morning that are heavy laden, I've given you an invitation. By the way, sometimes you have a hurt heart, and sometimes somebody hurts your heart, and God says the invitation is given to both. Sometimes you may fail in your labor, and sometimes others will try to make you seem like you fail, and they become a burden to you, and you're heavy laden with that. And God says, I give the invitation to both. Sometimes in your labor, you sin, and sometimes those that are around you become heavy laden to you and a burden to you because of their sin, and God says, I give the invitation to both. Sometimes you disappoint yourself, and sometimes you're disappointed in others. God said, I've given the invitation to both. Sometimes you let yourself down, and sometimes others let you down. God says, I give the invitation to both. Sometimes you fall, and sometimes others fall, and God says, I give the invitation to both. Sometimes you come up short, and sometimes your loved ones or those that you care about, they come up short. I'm saying this. Here's what God says. God says, for all those that labor and are heavy laden, He says, I have a way to help you. Now, nowhere, let me reemphasize, nowhere in the Bible does God say He's going to take your burden away. Nowhere. But He says this, while you have the burden, I've got something to help you to bear the burden. So, statement number one, there's the same invitation given to both. Statement number two, there's the same investment in both. The same investment in both. Isn't it good in your Bible where it says over in the book of Acts chapter 10 and verse 34 where the Bible says, then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, he said, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. So God says, I'm not a respecter of persons. Now, whether you are burdened down because of your labor or whether you're burdened down because of somebody else's labor, God says to you this morning, I am no respecter of persons. All right, so there's the same investment. Who gives the investment? The Lord does. Watch it. Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28, the Bible says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you a rest. So God says, all you have to do is come. That's all you have to do. You don't have to become somebody to come. You just come. You don't have to pretend that you're somebody to come. You just come. You don't have to understand all the reasons to come. You just come. You don't have to have a lot of faith in order to come. He says you just come. You don't have to have a lot of Bible understanding in order to come. He says, I just want you to come. All right? So here is the same invitation. To those that labor, He says, come. To those that are heavy laden, He says, come. Here's the same investment that He gives. He says, for those that labor, when you come to me, He said, I will give you rest. for those that are out there this morning, and for those, if you will, that are heavy laden, he says, when you come to me, I promise you one thing, I will give you rest. All right, so we see the same invitation. We see the same investment. Then watch this, look at verse 29. The Bible says in the book of Matthew, chapter 11 and verse 29, he says, take my yoke. Oh, now I've got to do something. So it's not just, stand up, Kevin. It's not just walking into his presence. It's not just knowing that he is who he says he is. It's not just saying, I believe God. That's not enough. It's not enough. By the way, listen to me. It's not enough. You say, well, I'll come to church on Sunday morning. And when I come to church on Sunday morning, God will meet my need. No, he won't. There's more to it than just coming to church and showing up for church. There's more to it. There's more to it than just showing up and saying, God, I'm here. Now I know that you are going to take care of my burden. Oh, no, that's not the way it works. No, you have to come to him personally. Amen. You come to church and you carry a 10-pound Bible. You smile like Goober. You handshake like Gomer. Can I tell you, watch this. It's more to it than that. It's more to it than that. It's more to it than just putting on the facade. God wants you to have a personal relationship with him. By the way, watch this. Let's say, stand up in front of him. Let's say that I've got an egghead that comes between me and getting close to God. Let's say that I come to church and I got somebody jumping up and down, and he's acting like the fool, you need breath mints is what you need, and no, I'm just kidding. Now watch this, okay? Here it is. You didn't know he had that in him, did you? And he's always meek and quiet, and you know, just very, and boy, he can get with it though. I wish you would have seen him at Vacation Bible School when you were Doctor Who. Dr. Time had this big old hairy thing on his head and going around. His own daughter was embarrassed by it. All right, now watch this, if you will. And so I come to church. You ever do this? You come to church and you say, God, I need something from you this morning. And God, I'm trusting you to give me something from you this morning. And I'm coming to church and I'm looking for what you would have for me. And all of a sudden, somebody gets in your way. All of a sudden, somebody gets your attention. All of a sudden, somebody that you don't care for came up to you and annoyed you by their presence. You ever have that? You ever sit around somebody and they're saying amen at the wrong time? You ever do that? You ever come to church and somebody sang the song and, oh, it annoyed you because you're somebody who knows how to sing and you know how to carry the notes, and they sang the song? Well, you sure didn't mess it up. I'm not talking about you. But here's what happens. Somebody gets your attention. Now, if you're not careful, here's what happens. Somebody gets your attention, and it causes you to look at them more than it look at the God that can help you when you're heavy laden or when you're laboring. You know, you say, oh, it ought not to be that way. Well, you're human. I'm human. You say, well, we ought to be more mature than that. Well, how you doing? Yeah, you see, all of us have those struggles, all right? And so I come to church, and I'm coming to church, and I'm driving in from Dallas, or I'm coming over from Plano, or I'm coming in from Terrell, or I'm I'm driving a long distance from Sachse, and I've got one thing in my mind. I need God to show me something. I need God to be real, I'm not going to drive this distance and come away empty, and so God, God, I know that you got something for me today. And so, God, I'm giving myself to you today. And so, God, please speak to my heart today. God, give me something today. And all of a sudden, I show up, and in somebody at church, I mean, at the holy place, I mean, at the sanctuary, I mean, all of a sudden somebody gets in my way. Now, what do you do with that? Here's what you do with that. You just ignore that like a bad cold. It'll dry up and go away. And you get close to God. Don't let anybody, thank you, be seated. Don't let anybody stop you from coming to the one that can help you. Don't let anything stop you from coming to the one that's got the answers, that can help you with the burden, that can help you with the struggles. Don't do that. People get out of church. You know why people get out of church? People get out of church because of people. Somebody said this years ago, and it's true. Hurting people hurt people. Hurting people hurt people. It's true. Now, may I say this, we all have the same invitation, both of us do. There's the same investment that God is going to put in both of us. Then there's the same ingredient. Here's what it says. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. He didn't say study your burden. Well, I'm just going to get on Google and I'm going to figure out what's wrong with me. If you ever get on Google and you got these aches and pains, before you know it, you're going to be dead. Because they always give the definitions of the worst. You ever figure that out? Oh, it's a bad place to get definitions. Okay, well, I'll tell you what, I'm just going to contact one of my friends, and I'm going to ask one of my friends, what do I do? Help me. And that's not the right way to go. Here's what the Bible says. The Bible says here, he says, take my yoke upon you. Upon you. Now, what's that mean? Stand up, if you would. And what that means, stand beside me, put that on my shoulder. What that means is this. That means that I am supposed to yoke up with the one that can help me most. You ever hear somebody say this? Only go to those that have the power to make change in difficulties. You know why? Because if you go to somebody else, all it's doing is one person talking to another person, and you don't get the right end because there's no power in decision. Now, can I tell you, there's nobody more powerful than God. There's nobody that can help you more than God himself. Oh, here's what we do. We get on our cell phones and we text people. Oh, let me tell you about my burden. And we get on social media, Facebook. Facebook bothers me. You say, you're just old-fashioned. No, I'm just being honest. That's right. Facebook bothers. I don't even have Facebook. People in this church that I love, you'll go to the hospital, you'll put it on Facebook, and expect me to know that you're at the hospital. You think that Facebook erases the need for the telephone. It doesn't. And by the way, can I help you again? If you read it on Facebook, it doesn't mean it's true. I know that's a shock. But can I tell you this? Here's what we understand. We understand this, that God says, okay, I'm going to give the same ingredient, if you will. You've got the same invitation. You've got the same investment. Now, here's the same ingredient, if you will. God says this. He said, here's what you've got to do. If you want me to help you with your burden, then you've got to yoke up with me and learn of me. He didn't say study the problem and learn the problem. He didn't say for you to try and fix it. Got marriage trouble? Here's what you do. You yoke up with God, learn what God says, principle-wise, how to help you with your marriage. You'll be better off. Well, I've got a child, and I just don't know what to do with my child. My child is doing things that he or she ought not to do. Then why don't you yoke up with the one that has the power to make the change?
Amen.
Well, I've got a neighbor. Oh, that neighbor. I wish I could do something with that neighbor. Why don't you hook up with God and let God show you, principally wise, what to do to make the change? Well, I've got a mom and daddy. Yeah, everybody does. You don't understand, preacher. That mom and daddy, they get on my nerves. You haven't heard what they told me about you lately. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. All right? So that means this. That means I must be willing to get close to God and learn of Him in order to find rest for my soul. Here, watch this. Okay, I got a burden. So I run the church. And then my burden is gone, so I get out of church. Oh, I got a pain. So I run to God. And then I get away from God when the pain is gone. Wouldn't it be good just to abide right here? Wouldn't it be good to be on good talking grounds with God? Wouldn't it be good? All right, watch this. I'm done. Here it is, almost. Be seated. Watch this. All right, so must be willing to take it to Him. Must be willing to wear the oath. There's the same invitation, same investment, same ingredient. Now, let me give you this. There's the same intimate relationship. Look at it in verse 29. Same intimate relation. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Now watch this, for I am meek. Now, unless you're yoked up with Him, you'll never find out He's meek. Amen. He says, for I am meek and lowly in heart. Oh, but you know, I know who God is. God is a judge. I know who God is. God is a rebuker. I know who God is. God is the revenger. I know who God is. God is the ruler. I know who God is. God is the punisher. The only reason you know Him that way is because you've never gotten close to Him. Some of you kids in here that you think your parents are so unknowledgeable. You think that your parents, they just don't understand. You know, most parents give, you ought to give them more credit in what you do. They understand a whole lot more than what you give them credit for. But you don't know that. You know why you don't know that? Because you've never really gotten close to them. You know what the average teenager does? The average teenager wants to be somebody that flies on their own. And they get this idea about them. You know, well, I'm growing into an adult. Yes, I am. I'm growing into an adult. And since I'm growing into an adult, I can make my own decisions. What are you talking about? Mama still has to tell you to make your bed. What are you talking about? Well, you just don't understand. I just, you know, you can't even balance a checkbook. Now, I'm not trying to hurt your feelings, but you still need mama. You still need daddy. Don't be, okay, now I'm going to tell you how it is. A teenager that's quick to draw away from their mom and dad's stand-up is also quick to draw away from their God. Because they have this, I've got to be independent. I can handle it. You check that teenager out, you find out if they're reading their Bible. You find out about their love life with God. You find out how intimate they are with their Heavenly Father. And I'll tell you something for sure, they don't know Him the way they ought to know Him. Watch this, I'm almost done, here it is. There's the same invitation to both. There's the same investment to both. There's the same ingredient to both. There's the intimate relationship to both. Then I'm done. Here it is. There's the same insightful restoring for both. And thank you, BC, for a minute. I had a very good relationship with my granddaddy. My granddaddy died when I was about 6 or 7 or so. And he had that farm over there. We called him Paul. And had that big farm in Millers, Maryland, about 180 acres or so. And he died when I was just young. But still, in those early years, I remember my granddaddy. I remember working with him on the farm. I remember getting up and gathering eggs and learning to milk the cow. I remember walking beside him, and he'd put his finger, had one of these big old fingers. I'm talking about one of these monstrous fingers. And he'd put it down there, and I'd do everything I could to hold on to it. Big old rough fella. But I walked beside him. And those years that I walked beside him, I learned a lot. Now, then I learned a lot from his dear wife and from his sister-in-law. All right? Now, may I say this? The same insightful restoring is for both. Here it is, and I'm done. Last point, the two verses I'll read, and I'll conclude. The Bible says in verse 29, the Bible says, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Doesn't say he'll give you relief from your burden. Doesn't say he'll take your burden away. He's talking about your soul, the mind, the will, and emotion. He says you're going to find some rest for that. You'll find rest. Now, you're still going to wake up the next morning. The burden's going to be there. The bill's going to be there. The doctor's diagnosis is going to be there. The physical challenge is going to be there. The mental struggle is still going to be there. The complexity of a relationship may still exist. But here's what God says. God says, now you don't have to face it by yourself. Here says this, verse 30. He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Oh, in the Bible, God calls us all children. Stand one more time and we're done with you. In the Bible, God calls us children. We didn't have any oxen, none, when I was coming up. None that I could remember when I was coming up on that farm. But boy, we had some big steers. And we had some mighty big pull horses. Mighty big pull horses. Okay, now, can I tell you, if I was to take a yoke, if they would make it that big, which they don't, but if I was to take a yoke and put it around a horse's neck, full grown, the same yoke around a little colt's neck, that mare would have to get down and crawl on its knees in order to be the same height as that little colt. But I can tell you that if it was a tall colt that had not had no muscle development and was kind of like a string beanie type of a colt, can I tell you, the mare that's full grown would carry the weight of the burden. And that's how come the Lord says, look, he says, when you're, put it on me, when you labor, when you're heavy laden, he says, you're getting my yoke. Don't try and bear it by yourself. You're going to have a hard time bearing it by yourself. He said, I'm not going to take away your burden, but I'm telling you, I've got a heavenly yoke. I'll yoke up with you. I will help you with the burden that you do have. And by the way, when you're yoked up with the most powerful of all powerful individuals, God himself, then can I tell you, you don't feel like you're bearing the yoke at all because you walk along beside him. Now, I'm saying this, and here it is. I think it ought to be, as an individual, as a married couple, as a mom and daddy, as a single young adult, as a teenager, yes, even as a child, if you understood what I preached, that you ought to get close to God and say, okay, God, here it is. Here's the struggle I've got. I realize you're not going to take my burden, but you'll give me rest for my soul if I'll just yoke up with you. And that's the answer of what do I do with my burdens. Now here's my question. What are you going to do with your burdens? Father, help us, I do pray. Thank you for today. And thank you.
Thank you for joining us today. For more audio or video content, you can visit our website at parksidebaptist.org.